Happy Bus!
Let's go, Sheriff Labrador!
Huh. Capo Don is missing. Part 1.
Ugh, ho-hum, rise and shine, it's a brand new day.
That day, Capo Don of Black Tiger Families had just woken up from a sound sleep, stretched, and was ready to get up.
Who is it?
It's me, Sheriff Labrador.
Capo Don quickly jumped out of bed to open the door after hearing Sheriff Labrador's voice coming from the other side.
Sheriff Labrador, what can we Black Tiger Families do for you?
Well, I'm on forest patrol right now, and I just stopped by to help the post office make a delivery. Is Consigliere Ron in? Please ask him to come out and sign for this package.
I'm coming!
Consigliere Ron rushed out of his room excitedly.
Hey-ho! This package is huge and weighs a ton! Thank you so much for the home delivery service, Sheriff Labrador!
It's nothing. So, what did you buy, Consigliere Ron? Why is this package so big?
Check it out!
Consigliere Ron opened the package. Inside was a sculpture carved in the shape of Boss Bon.
It's Boss Bon's birthday in 2 days. I had a craftsman make this sculpture for him. I'm sure he will be very impressed.
Whoops, I forgot to get Boss a gift. Aw, shucks. I have to get him something better than this sculpture.
Yeah, that sculpture is rather spectacular. I need to get back on patrol. So, see you guys. One more thing. I just want to remind you, there have been a string of robberies in the forest recently, all perpetrated by the same gang. And since you guys happen to live here, please remember not to go out alone these days. Be safe.
Okay, thank you, Sheriff Labrador.
Later that evening, a mysterious figure walked along a forest path carrying a large box in his arms. Every so often, he stopped to open the box and look inside, with a goofy smile on his face.
I finally got it! The last golden race car from Clownfish Toys! I'm sure Boss is gonna love this gift!
Oh, that figure was Capo Don of Black Tiger Families. Suddenly, a strange, chilling laugh came from behind him.
Whoa! A golden race car!
It must be worth a lot of money!
Capo Don turned around and instantly turned pale with fright.
Who are you?
Well, we...
You'll know soon enough.
His shrill scream roused a group of crows perched along tree branches in the woods. In a few moments, they had all disappeared into the thick darkness.
There are only a few packs of instant noodles left at the station, lad. Would you like some?
Sheriff Labrador and Officer Doberman were still hard at work, putting in overtime at the police station.
No thanks. I'm just piecing together some of the clues about the robberies in the woods and the gang behind the robberies.
Hey now, what have you found?
Check it out, Dobie.
Sheriff Labrador showed Officer Doberman a map, with his finger pointing to specific locations.
I found a pattern in the locations of these crimes. They all occurred on the road between the town and the forest. So I suspect the gang lurks somewhere near there to rob residents who have just finished shopping in the town.
Hey now! That certainly makes sense! The victims, including Mr. Rabbit, Mr. Goat, and Miss Pigtail, were all robbed on the road between Forestville and the forest after shopping. Ah! Now if only we knew when they would commit the next crime, we could lay in wait to arrest them!
Predict when they'll act?
After a reflective silence, Sheriff Labrador said,
At about 6:30 p.m. on Tuesday, Mr. Rabbit was robbed of a carrot-shaped pendant inlaid with diamonds. At 5:40 p.m. on Thursday, Mr. Goat was robbed of an automatic watch with diamond-encrusted bezel. At about 5 o'clock p.m. on Tuesday, Miss Pigtail was robbed of 100 boxes of grilled corn. At about 5 o'clock p.m. on Thursday... Wait! The robberies always happen on Tuesdays and Thursdays at dusk!
Sheriff Labrador's dark round eyes suddenly glistened.
There's no case that I can't solve! Dobie,
I figured out when the gang is going to strike again to commit the next forest robbery.
Hey now? When?
Right now, on this Tuesday evening. Come on, let's go to the forest.
Sheriff Labrador and Officer Doberman walked out of the police station.
Sheriff Labrador! Officer Doberman! Something terrible has happened!
No sooner had they walked through the doors than Boss Bon and Consigliere Ron came running up to them, panicked.
My little brother Capo Don is missing!
What?
This afternoon, Capo Don went into town to do some shopping, but he hasn't come home yet. Consigliere Ron and I were worried about him, so we rushed to Clownfish Toys. And the owner of the shop told us Capo Don returned to the forest after buying the last golden race car toy, but we looked everywhere, and we couldn't find him.
Sheriff Labrador, what should we do now?
Consigliere Ron was so worried that his ears drooped.
Capo Don bought an expensive golden race car toy, then happened to disappear around dusk on his way back to the forest?
I see! Take it easy, Boss Bon. Consigliere Ron, I know where Capo Don is.